That is the sound of the status quo being smashed into smithereens. My name is Lisa, and welcome to Not Safe for Work History. This is episode one, titled Housekeeping. So, first things first. This podcast is designed to explore areas of unspoken and unwritten history that will often come with mature themes and dark humor. This podcast is not suitable for children. I would rate it at 16 plus. There will be a few episodes that are very explicit that will be completely adult only, 18 plus. Please. If you are easily offended, feel free to just skip this podcast. So, you might be wondering, who are you, Lisa? And why are you doing this podcast? And the simple answer is, I am bored out of my brains during lockdown. I am a tour guide by profession. And obviously, during COVID, I cannot do my first love and my passion. So instead, I wanted to come here and share some of my love and passion for the dark, twisted history with you. So, on to the housekeeping. I am an out, queer, poly, non-binary person. My pronouns are they, them, however I will, and do some of these, she, her. This podcast is designed to explore areas of history that are often forgotten or overlooked or are erased by a heteronormative white colonial view. And I have had enough with it. I did my master's degree in museum studies. I love history. I love heritage. Give me a palace any day over an episode of Gogglebox. This podcast is not going to be for everybody, and that is completely okay. It will feature dark and twisted humor. That is my own personal way of coping in this world. I will be using trigger warnings. Please read any notes on that. And if you need to just skip an episode or skip a segment, please feel free. Where I use any trigger warnings, I will be using an goat noise because it's to warn you that a segment is coming up, and I will use the same noise at the end of a segment so that you can easily skip the segment. I just wanted to take a moment to discuss offense. The reality is we live in a world where you are going to offend people. I will try my best not to say anything offensive, not to say anything that is a microaggression. However, I don't have lived experiences in certain aspects of the world. I am not a person of color. So if I ever say anything and you think, hey, Lisa, that's not okay, or Lisa, you shouldn't be using that term, please feel free to get in contact. And I am always open to learning and really expanding my own world. As far as LGBT history is concerned, this is going to come up on the podcast a lot because it's an area of personal interest for me and personal relevance to me. Talking about that, that is another piece of housekeeping. There are going to be words that I'm going to mispronounce. And you're going to be like, Lisa, you're English. Why can't you pronounce that? I want to raise here and now I am deaf. I do not hear certain sounds, so they are very difficult for me to reproduce. So if I ever say a word and you're like, that's not English, I am doing my best. And there are going to be times where you're going to hear me stutter, you're going to hear me cough, and you're going to hear my two cats in the background. It's just life. This podcast is not going to be all shiny and ready to go, but it is going to be real. Now, my third piece of housekeeping. You're like, oh, you say you have so many rules. I just wanted to talk about TERFs. And a warning to any TERF who is listening to this. I do not like offending people. I don't like rocking the boat. But as far as I'm concerned, this is not a TERF-friendly podcast. I don't care if you don't like what I say. Trans people exist. Trans people are valid. And if you want to come here and say, oh, they shouldn't be involved in LGBT stuff. Like, the tea doesn't belong there. Just go away now. In fact, you can support my podcast. You can support my tour guide on buymeacoffee.com. You can use the hashtag not safe for work history. And on that, instead of buying me a coffee, you can buy me some TERF's tears. I'd apologize, but I'm not sorry at all. I would describe myself as a feminist. I believe that we still have some issues with glass ceilings, particularly with women of color. They still face some very real discrimination in day-to-day life. I don't have any time of day for trans-exclusionary radical feminists. I fucking hate them. Like, I genuinely hate them, because instead of taking their issue up with the patriarchy and dealing with their own issues, they dig in and they use their own pain to attack another group of people who really need our support and need our allyship, and I don't have any time of day for that. So if you're a TERF, please just turn my podcast off, because you're going to hear things that you find offensive. Oh, you know what? Please be brave. Listen to the podcast. Listen to other people and other points of views, and open your heart and be willing to learn and be willing to expand your point of view, because trans people are not a threat. They're not a threat. And if you could just move past that, I think you would be in a better place. I thought I'd end this episode simply by saying that I know what I want to talk about on this podcast. I really want to look into queer history. I want to look at how history easily erases people, and how we can actually take an active part in ensuring this erasure doesn't continue. But I also want to look at stupid history. I grew up watching Horrible Histories, and my favorite segment was always Stupid Deaths. So I will definitely be bringing a moronic history section in. The same as, I think we all love a bit of drunk history. So I am certainly going to team up with a couple of my friends, and we'll be doing a few drunk history episodes. But I just wanted to end it by thanking everybody for listening to this. I know I ramble at times. I will be coming with episode 2, which is going to be my introduction to LGBT history episode. It is February the 1st, 2021. It is the beginning of both Black History Month and LGBT History Month in the UK. I will be touching on Black History Month in an episode at the end of this month. However, this is an area that I will not be talking about as much, because I simply do not have the lived life experience, and I do not believe that it is my place as a pasty white vampire with Irish heritage to be talking about the experiences of people of color. But I will be doing an episode which is called the White Privilege episode, which really hopes to get other white people and Caucasian people and people who have privilege to examine privilege. And I really want to talk with you guys about white privilege and about how I had my own struggle with white privilege. I grew up a very poor white person in an underprivileged area, and for quite a while, until I was in my mid-20s, I did not acknowledge that this existed. This is something that I've done a lot of growing on. I'm now in my early 30s, and it is real. And if you're sat there thinking, that's not real, Easter, I really hope that you tune into that episode. We're going to discuss white privilege, and I really hope that I'll be able to explain my own experiences and how I learned and explored, and I got to a point where I realized, actually, yes, this exists, and I'm hoping that you will be able to go through it with me, and we can all come up on the better side as better allies to people of color, because they have enough shit on their plate. It's not their role and it's not their job to have to educate us white people on this. We should do the emotional labor and the work ourselves. And if you don't agree with that, quite frankly, I don't give a shit. So anyway, please join me soon for the first of our LGBT specials. The first episode, episode 2, we'll be looking at terminology that we use within the wider LGBT scene. Episode 3 will be my famous dildo episode, exploring the history of dildos. They are 30,000 year old, people. And how we've almost done a like big circle on that. We've gone from cavemen using stone dildos to hippies using crystals dildos. And then episode 3 is going to look at, it's going to be a basic overview of gal paling and how we as a society need to get much better at not viewing women who love women, that is bisexuals, lesbians, pansexuals, queer women, anybody who has a romantic or sexual relationship or feelings with other women, how we as a society really fail at acknowledging these relationships. We put this really high standard of almost proof. Like, we can't call them this unless this is proof. And I am all on board for as fucking that status quo up and acknowledging these relationships exist, because whilst we continue to not acknowledge them, we continue to allow the heteronormative bullshit status quo that has oppressed us for centuries. It is time that we take that power back and we say, no, we exist. Like, I like to sum it up, we're queer, we're here, acknowledge us. Thank you for see what I said about me mixing my own words up. I believe that in because we're all humans and we make mistakes. So I'm going to say thank you for tuning in and I'm going to let you go now. I'm going to go feed my 2 cats who, if you continue to listen to this podcast, are going to hear more about. Thank you and goodbye.